Students at Southwestern Community College are hailing a grant program they say has helped them stay on track at school. Abby Turner is a mother of two in the physical therapy program at SCC. Turner lives in Mills River and says she drives over 500 miles a week to make it to classes and her clinical rotation for the program. All that driving took a toll on Turner's tires, but it would cost hundreds of dollars to fix them, something that wasn't in her budget.
Financial obstacles have a way of just coming at the most inconvenient times in your life, you know, and when it's one thing after another, you know, I mean, you don't really have a lot to consider, you know, you don't have a lot to work with anymore.
But she did receive the money to do so from the Finish Line Grant Program. And the 32-year-old Turner was able to share that story with North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper when he visited the school this week. The program has given more than $1 million to 58 community colleges in the state. At SCC, about 100 students have received a total of $100,000. On the day the governor visited Jackson County, a GOP-backed bill passed a Senate committee that would send refund checks to state taxpayers from a larger-than-expected state surplus of more than $600 million. Cooper called the measure a gimmick to pass Republican priorities and says that hearing the difference a $500 check can make at SCC makes him question Republicans who say the state doesn't have any more money for education.
We can show that a little bit of money can go a long way. Over $600 million, what could it do for investments in education? I think it's something that people would rather do.
The full Senate could vote on the tax refund bill as early as next week. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.